What's good, everybody? We back with another episode. We just be talking. It's your host, Gold. So, I told you guys I was going back again this week. I'm keeping up with my promise. There'll be multiple episodes this week. This episode will be dropping on Wednesday. So, we'll have this, and then we'll have the Super Bowl prediction episode. That'll be... We're going to aim for Thursday, but... Friday, it's well, of course, it gotta be up for Friday, so we're gonna aim for Thursday, but don't be surprised to see that Friday. Can I gonna lie, it's fun to record episodes like in bulk, but yeah, it gets tiring. I'm not even gonna lie, but yeah, not much to update because you know we've had a short turnaround for one, so it's not much to update on, so we're just gonna keep it pushing. So, today's episode, we just be talking. We shall be discussing something that I skipped out on a couple months ago, which is men's mental health. It was men's mental health because I wanted to do an episode on it that I do yearly, but I missed it this year just due to the end of the year being kind of hectic and everything like that. So I didn't get to do my normal episode that I kind of dive into that and discuss that and everything, to like talk about those things. Because again, like I say all the time, we just be talking. Talk about everything, and when we have a co-host, we can talk about the fun of topics. Because to be honest, I feel like topics like that involves like current events and like pop culture and all these kind of things, like that's more something I want to discuss with someone. Like I can give my opinion, my takes on it, but I don't. It's like me personally, I don't like podcasts like that myself, so I don't want to become that. That's why I kind of take this long breaks for episodes and things like that until like I get like a co-host, like my co-host, like consistently back and things like that. Like once they get into the groove of things and we get, you know, the ball rolling with all that, then there'll be, you know, a better time. But yeah, I just don't, cause like for instance, like the Stephen A. Smith show, for instance, like that one, like he's solo most of the time. At first he was solo a lot. But as of late, he has been bringing on guests. He's had, I forgot the lady's name, but she was a former reporter. I don't remember exactly, so don't quote me on that. But he's brought her on a couple of times. I think he's brought his sister to been there before. I know he brings his nephew on there a lot now. I see his nephew a lot. He's had Lethal Shooter on there. You got, for those who know Lethal Shooter. I understand it now. You guys know him. They know. But yeah, he's been bringing guests on more frequently now. As of late, and yeah, I think he understands why. Shannon Sharp always has a co-host. Always, he's never seen doing the solo. He's always either interviewing someone or for Club Shay Shay or for Nightcap. He's with Ocho, and if he ain't with Ocho, it used to be Gilbert Arenas. He was with him for a bit, so he's with somebody all the time. I can go on and on, like a lot of podcasts and everything like that, that they always have someone that they, you know, it's a group. It's very few solo ones that are popping for real, in my opinion. Like really up there. Like you gotta bring on a guest every now and then to spice things up. Or just have a co-host in general. And that's something we'll get to. But back to what we're discussing today, which is men's mental health. So you guys know that I've discussed mental health many times on the podcast. You know, we normally do episodes every now and then to just, you know, diving into it, just, you know, like checking in and see how's your mental health going, you know. And that's not just for men, it's for women as well, like everyone. Mental health is important for everyone. It's not just it's not gender specific, none of that. Everyone has a brain, for the most part. Everyone has a brain, and you know, the things that we think, the battles that we fight silently, those things are things that we often can keep to the chest, like close to the chest. We keep it, you know, under wraps. We don't really talk about it. But in reality, that's not really a healthy way to go about things. It's not healthy to bottle everything up and keep it all inside and not really discuss things. Especially, and that's something that men struggle a lot with in general, because, you know, based on gender, it's like, oh, you're a man, you're not supposed to have feelings, you're supposed to be tough and provider and strong and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, fellas, you are a human being. It doesn't matter how we try to slice it, dice it, chop it up. It does not matter. At the end of the day, you are a human. And all humans have emotions. You have feelings. You have thoughts. It's part of life, if one does. There's nothing that specifies in the world that only women have, only women are able to express themselves emotionally. And there's nothing that says that men can't express themselves emotionally. Like, you can all do the same thing. A lot of times, and people need to realize this, a lot of times, especially in the world, we're human at the end of the day, and we do a lot of the similar shit. It's just the presentation of it is different. But a lot of stuff that women do, men do, and a lot of things that men do, women do. It's not as confusing or as intricate as people make it seem to be. It's really not. It's kind of cut and dry. It's right there. So when it comes to me discussing like the mental health, like I tell y'all all the time, like, you know, I go to therapy. And I recommend to anyone that therapy is very, I don't want to say therapeutic. That's cliche to say. It's very vital to just go. Like, therapy is not meant to be. This is a misconception about therapy. People think that therapy is like, once you start going, you go for the rest of your life. That's not the case. Therapy is meant to be. Therapy is supposed to be on an as needed basis. To be honest, like when you first start, depending on your severity and like where you are mentally and like where you land on the scale, you know, you might go weekly, you might go bi-weekly, you might go monthly, you might go every couple of months, or you might go as needed. Like, you have something going, you need to process. You're like, hey, I need to schedule an appointment because I need to process this and I don't know how to handle this and this and that. Like, that's how therapy works. Therapy is not meant to be like you just go constantly and constantly and constantly and never get out of it. Like, you're supposed to improve. Like, you just keep going to the same. You're going to therapy and you're having the same problems. You've been going for 4 years. You're having the same problem you had on day one. And 4 years later, you're having the exact same problem. Then you're not it's not doing anything for you. Either you're not putting in the work, because a lot of times it's the problem, you don't put in the work, because people don't know that either. Like, with therapy, it's not like you go to the doctor. Well, actually, it can go that way, but it's not really supposed to be a thing where, like, you just go, they give you medicine, and you're fine. Like, everyone doesn't need medication. Like, when I first went, my first therapist, and the psychiatrist I went to, they prescribed me medicine. I was on Lexapro. And I took it, and yeah, I was fine. I wasn't my anxiety wasn't as bad. I wasn't as low as I was, but I didn't really feel anything. Like, I felt kind of like a zombie. Like, I didn't feel like myself when I took the medication, and it got to a point where I just stopped taking it. And I feel like when I stopped taking it, because I was taking it for so long, and when I just abruptly stopped, I feel like that's what triggered, like, me having my suicidal episodes and everything like that. I feel like that, like, tilt the scales in the wrong direction. And I feel like that's what led me to really being more suicidal, like, being not more suicidal, but being suicidal at that point in life. Like, I've been better as of the past, when 2025. As of the past 6 years, I've been better. I've been way better mentally and everything like that. Well, not mentally, but well, yeah, mentally. I've improved. I'm not gonna sell myself short. I've improved mentally in a lot of aspects. Especially with my new therapist. She's great. I haven't gone to her in like a couple of weeks just due to scheduling issues. Like, stuff comes up. So, you know, shout out to my new therapist, because with me going to her, like, I feel like I'm making more progress, because it got to the point with my previous therapist, it was like, I was going, but it wasn't like I was going for any reasons. Like, I was just going. They were like, well, how are you? I'm good. Okay. Well, see you next month. That's kind of how it started turning into, and I didn't care for it, because I felt like I didn't really fix anything or solve anything, and I felt like she didn't really get where I was coming from with things too. That's another thing. Like, you got to find a therapist that matches like what you need, like what your needs are. Like, some people are more needed than others, and some are not. And then also, some people just want someone that can relate and understand things. And my therapist currently, like, things I say and the things that I, you know, talk about, the things that I'm going through, like, she gets where I'm coming from with it. So I appreciate that, because I know that when I talk, it's not like I'm just talking to a wall. It's like I'm actually talking to a person that's trying to, you know, work with me to get me where I want to be in life, or get me how I want to be in life, far as mentally go, far as the mental capacity go, like get me back to how where I want to be. So that's the thing with this. That's like with therapy, you know, people just don't want to do those things. And then, like, also people say also like the cost of therapy too, because it is expensive. Therapy is expensive depending on who you go through and like how your insurance works and everything like that. Like, it is expensive. It is. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's not, because I'll be lying. It is. But I feel like that's a part of a thing where, like, you have to get to a point where you can't fix it on your own all the time. Like, you can't. Like, you can go read whatever you want to read on social media or Google or whatever you want to go off of, or some random video on YouTube. You can go off of that. But that can only help you so much. It does. Like, a lot of times, like, you need like that outside element to push you in the right direction. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't need a therapy. I talk to my friends and this and that. And yeah, you could do that, but it's like your friends are only going to get it to a degree. They either going to get it to a degree, they're not going to get it, or they're going to be, yes, men or women. It just is what it is. And at some point, that's not really helping you. It's actually making the problem worse, because it turns to them enabling your behaviors and things like that. Or even when they call you out, it's like, y'all friends, so it's like, you're going to take it, but you're going to take it with a grain of salt. Like, you're going to be like, no, you're right. But you're not going to really work towards change. Like, you're not going to do any steps or put any effort in to change those things a lot of times. Like, if it's something like mine, like something that y'all don't like each other to do, like, I don't like that you make jokes about me. That hurts my feelings. Like, that kind of stuff you could do that on your own. I'm talking about, like, mentally, like, things you have going on. It's harder to do that on your own than when you have, like, outside source. And that's just me. That's me speaking from my experience, but also that's just something I've noticed in general. Like, I know people that literally will say what the problem is, acknowledge the problem, but they have not done anything to work towards changing it. And they think that they have it figured out, but they get into a pattern of just talking in circles, where it's like you're saying the same thing, but nothing's coming out of it. That's why when I say this year, like, my theme for this year is intention. Intention is my theme for this year. And that's part of the reason why, because I feel like a lot of times, like, I want to do things a certain way because this is what I want to put out into the world, or what I want to, you know, let other people experience, things like that. But it's just like I didn't have, like, the dedication or, like, the motivation to do it all the time. Or, like, I'll think in my head, like, I'll do it, but then I never do it. So I'm trying to be intentional with my actions and things that I do. Like, anything that I do, I want it to serve a purpose. Anything that I say, I want it to serve a purpose. I don't want to waste time or waste words or waste energy in any capacity. Like, everything I want to do and anything I work towards or put energy into, I want to do it with a purpose or with intent to accomplish whatever it is I set out to do. So that's why intention is my word for the year. And that's why I ask everyone that listen to come up with a word. Like, get you a word and a thing for the year. I posted it on socials because I wanted to get some people's opinions on it. Like I said, I got some out for the podcast, but I wanted to get some just out for people that don't listen to the podcast. And I put it out there, and I put it out there. I got a lot of good ones. I'm actually going to look and see, because I still have it. Yeah, it's still pulled up. Let's see. I got a couple of them. I got living was one. That was an interesting one. I got discipline, which is a good one. I like discipline. I got peace, which is a common one. I like that one too. I like peace. I got another one. It's two words. It was building a brand, and it was two words. You know, it's only supposed to be one. But that's your first. I'll say that's a phrase for the year. It's fine. It's still a theme. But that's a good one, building a brand. Then I also got one that actually was intentional. That was the theme that the word they chose for their theme, which is funny because that's literally the one that I chose as well. And yeah, I really enjoyed reading them and seeing what people thought of and came up with. I have a couple more too that's in my DMs on the other side. It's in this section. Consistency. I got that one. That's a good one. I like the consistency. I like that one a lot. And I got implementation. I got that one too. Which I like. I like those. Like, I like what people thought of. Like, I thought people thought some dope words and things for the year for themselves. I really like what people came up with. I do. I like all of them. Like, I love every one of them that I got. Like, I didn't get a bad. Well, I got one that was like a trolling one that I deleted because it was some foolishness. So I deleted that one. And I got one more that was kind of, I don't know if it was a joke or not. So I didn't include that one. But yeah, I got a lot of good ones. I appreciate everyone that sent the word, picked the word for a thing for them for this year. I really do. It was dope reading them. I hope to add more. Like, I want to start putting more like polls and stuff out on social media, to, like, get people's like thoughts and opinions on things. Like, put more polls. I want to get to polling more. Something I want to do. That's something I intend to do too. That's something that's where intentionally I want to do, like, poll more. And that goes back to the mental health aspect of things. Like, for me, in particular, like me doing this podcast is very therapeutic for me. Like, it's a way for me to express my thoughts, my feelings, and opinions, and everything like that. I could put that out, and either people receive it well, they don't receive it at all, but it's out there. Like, that's me, like, being able to release some thoughts or something, some things that I have going on. And as far as, like, me just balancing things in general, like, depression still creeps up a lot of times. It does. I had a bout with it this past couple of months, actually. I still am kind of in a funk, but I'm trying to power through it in a way. And I've been trying to do things to get my mind off. Like, I've been trying to get back to doing things that I enjoy, things that kept me at peace and kept me at ease, like the podcast. Like, I'm trying to get back consistent with the podcast. I've been trying to get back into my video games, because video gaming, something that I do, just a nice little decompress. But it's something I want to get back to doing, like playing video games a little bit, because that's something that I enjoy. That's something that's therapeutic for me. I've been working on building things. I've been doing research on a couple things, trying to figure out some stuff. Like, I've been doing things that I enjoy doing. Like, I've been reading again. And yeah, I've been trying to get back to doing things that I enjoy and get back to being more like myself. And it sucks because a lot of times us as men, we sacrifice a lot. We do. We sacrifice a lot. And we don't even realize we get to the point to where, like, we're sacrificing so much of ourselves to, and it's going for women too. You don't realize you sacrifice so much of yourself to where, like, you start losing a piece of yourself. You start losing a piece of yourself. Like, you just kind of like, this is what I got to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to do it. And that goes for men and women. Like, we don't realize a lot of times that we sacrifice. And it's like that. Because people always try to one-side that as well. Like, it's always like, oh, men will never understand the sacrifice that women have, because men can just do what they want to do and this and that. But that's not all, man. We're grouping together a large sample size and saying, like, we believe this is what majority of men do. Same way we do with women. We feel like a majority of women might do this, that, and the third. But we got to realize, like, everyone's their own person. And some people, they legit do have a lot that they carry. They have a lot that they, you know, they go through, a lot they put up with, a lot they carry just to, you know, make things work or make things happen. And like I said, it's not gender specific. It goes for men and women. But a lot of times you don't realize that you start losing a piece of yourself. And, like, I feel women are more vocal about that aspect of things. Like, when they're overwhelmed with things and they have stuff going on, they're more vocal about it than men are. Men are more quiet about it. You know, they have the same thoughts and things they have go through. That's why a lot of times, like, for instance, like, when women have children and, like, you know, eventually it gets to a point where, like, when it's like a baby daddy and like a baby mom situation where you're not really together for real, you just kind of like, y'all pregnant, y'all had a kid, y'all not really on good terms for real, but y'all trying to, you know, stick it out and all that kind of stuff. Like, the man kind of, the girl kind of lingers to do what he wants to do and then, like, come back. Is that right? No, of course not. It's horrible. But a lot of times when men do that, women feel as though, like, you know, it's like, okay, like a man can do what they want to do if they have a child, but that shouldn't be the case at all. Like, it's not right. It's not, nothing good comes out of that at all. It's very toxic and very immature and very childish and very weak, in my opinion. Like, you grown adult enough to make the child, you need to be a part of taking care of it. Like, I know people have an argument saying, like, well, if the guy said he don't want kids and then she decides to keep it, what's the problem? He already communicated. I'm like, y'all try to rationalize being fucked up a lot of times. That's what's wrong with human beings. Like, we're in an era now, especially with social media, we try to rationalize being fucked up individuals when what you're saying is not right. Just because you try to spin it and people agree with you, that don't mean that what you're doing is right. That just means you got a lot of people that agree with what you're doing because they ain't shit either. That's just how it go. Like, this whole concept of you got to cheat on your significant other, that's a test. Like, you have to cheat. Cheating is part of a relationship. It has to happen. Like, you guys have to cheat on each other. That test is to see how strong the relationship is. Like, that's the most backwards enabling bullshit I've ever heard in my life. Like, whenever I see it, I get pissed off. Like, what are y'all even talking about? Like, what? We lost the plot a long time ago. That's all I can say about that. We lost the plot a long time ago. But, there's a lot of times I feel like men don't even be vulnerable with their friends about, like, what's going on. Like, I feel like now it's getting to the point where, like, they talk more about it, but I feel like it should have been a thing. Like, men should be able to talk to other men about things that they have going on. Like, have a safe space where you can discuss what you got going on. Like, women do it all the time. Women have, like, you know, they have, like, their book clubs. They have their, like, their group sessions and things like that. They have their all little things. Like, they have their galentines or they do their friends giving or they have, like, little random things and all that. Guys look at them and be like, man, that shit gay. But I'm like, you ain't got to make it. Like, it's only like that. You make it that way. I'm just saying. That's what they make. Like, motherfuckers will always say, oh, that shit gay. I'm like, it's only like that if you make it that way. Like, I ain't saying do a guy time thing. That's wild. I ain't gonna say do all that. But, like, you can make it more masculine. You can have it as, like, a game night. Not like a game night, like, in the asses, like, you know, you playing Uno and all that. But, you know, like, you know, y'all go over, y'all play, y'all go shoot some pool or something like that. Like, y'all go get some food at a bar, watch a game together. You know, like, you can make it manly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do that. And I feel like a lot of times we don't realize how important that time is to, like, be amongst our gender, how vital that is. Because, like, you need someone that can relate to you on that level as far as, like, you know what a man goes through it well, so you can understand where I'm coming from. And we could talk about it. And then we can learn and grow from it. And then, you know, vent, release, decompress. You could do all these things. I just feel like we just need to embrace, like, brotherhood as much as women embrace sisterhood sometimes. Like, I feel like we need to embrace that as well, like the brotherhood aspect of things. I feel like a lot of men, they have it, but they don't utilize it to the fullest capabilities. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't utilize it as you could. You don't maximize its potential, you know? But that's just my two cents of things. Like, it's not gonna be a long episode. It's pretty short today. That's just my take on things and everything like that. I just feel like, in general, like, in mental health, like, you feel like you're at a point where, like, you just low. Don't just say, I'm gonna talk to my friends about it. Like, go seek actual licensed help. Like, it works. I promise you, like, it works. You just gotta be willing to talk and be willing to say what's going on. A lot of people go as well, and they go and they don't really talk about what the issues are. They just go and don't be like, I don't want to know my business. I don't want this and that. Like, if you don't want to put the work in, it's not going to work. It just is what it is. Like, you're not going to benefit from it if you just go in, sit down on a couch or in a chair and don't say anything. You're not doing anything but just paying someone's bills because they're going to get their money regardless. So you're not really doing anything but hurting yourself and your pockets. But with that being said, I'm going to wrap this one up. This one was a kind of short one, just like a little touch base episode. It wasn't nothing crazy. I'll have a better full episode in the coming days. It's going to be sports. So for my people that don't care about the sports episodes, I'm sorry. That'll be the next episode. And we'll get back to regular schedule programming next week because we'll have a post Super Bowl episode, and then we'll have back to regular topics. I don't think Jock will be on next week. I doubt it, because I know he's gonna be out of town this weekend, but I don't know when he's coming back exactly. I know it's going to be this weekend for sure, but I don't know when he's coming back. But it might not be next week. We're going to aim for the end of February sometime for him to make his debut. And I don't know when Casino's going to come back due to unforeseen circumstances. Nothing bad happening. It's actually good things, but I don't know when he's ever coming back or if he's going to come back. So, yeah, it is what it is. So, that being said, I'll see you all later. Take care of yourselves and each other. Peace out.